It's week three of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. Brandon Artis, the head coach, he'll join us in breaking down the 28-20 win against Bossy from last week and previewing what's to come against Memorial on Friday night at 6:30 over at Central. That and more, so much to get to with head coach Brandon Artis right here on week three of the Central Football Show on WREF. 97.7 FM, the ref, always the right call. Bellaire Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand in hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bellaire Land.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
It's week three of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Brandon Artis is here on the ref talking about the Bears' first win of the year, a 28-20 win against Bossy. You heard it on WREF. Coach, congratulations on the win. How are we doing?
Doing all right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an unreal win because you guys against Modern Day showed some really, really good spurts, but just failed to get over the edge against Bossy. It was a very different story. What changed between week one and week two?
I mean, honestly, to be honest, nothing much really changed. Like, the game plan was the same. I think that we executed a little bit better against Bossy. But we still only get football for a quarter and a half, so we got a lot to clean up. But all in all, I'm excited about the win. But to me, it was the same kind of – we were more disciplined versus Modern Day, and we did some lackluster things against Bossy. So it kind of – I mean, I guess the difference is we wanted the big plays that we wanted versus Modern Day. We got them versus Bossy, but we didn't do the little things that kind of even things out.
I know that the running game against Modern Day was a little bit lacking from the passing game. Then again, you didn't have Lance Goh, the senior tailback. He was back for his first game of the year. What do you make of the way he played? Kind of a difficult situation to be thrown into the lineup with everyone else four quarters ahead of him. Lance Goh, his season debut, how would you grade him out?
He did okay. He scored a touchdown. He ran the ball really hard. I mean, Bossy was sending a lot of pressure, so it was kind of hard to – I mean, that's why we can throw the ball. They were sending six guys every time, so he did okay.
To handle pressure is a skill, maybe even the most important skill for a quarterback. Hunter Brochiers, a couple of touchdown throws in this game, an eight-point win against Bossy. What about him? How would you grade Brochiers' performance in the pocket?
I'll give him a C. We had five turnovers on offense, and to me, it starts with the quarterback. So, I'll give him a C grade. I mean, he threw some really good balls, and he commanded the offense well. But we had five turnovers in the second half, so that's some stuff we got to clean up. You can't play really good teams and play like that.
I know the penalty is something you kind of alluded to off the top. To be disciplined is a very important thing. At this level in football, you guys had more than 160 penalty yards, 16 penalties. So how much of a concern is that through two games? Because on the one hand, you guys got this win, and that's great. But on the other hand, how much are you looking at that number, that split in the game, and thinking, okay, we must address this?
Yeah, we got to clean it up. You can't be good teams with that many yards and penalties, especially. We also got a kid ejected from the game, so we got a kid out. It's just the discipline things. We struggle with winning, and we struggle – winning's hard. We talked about it, and we struggle with how. What do we do when we have the lead, and we really haven't had that much with these guys, and so it's going to be something that we got to figure out as a team. But all in all, I'm not satisfied. Very disappointed with our play. We got to get better.
Again, talking to Brandon Artis here on WREF, the Central Football Coach on week 3 of the Bear Football Show. We'll take a step aside, continue to break down the 28-20 win against Bossy when we return on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week 3 of the Central Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, Brandon Artis, the head coach of the Bears here on WREF, breaking down a 28-20 win against Bossy, Central's first win of the year. Coach, really appreciate the time. Now, Bossy's quarterback, Aiden Boyd, has proven to be one of the best dual-threat options in the SIAC. Now, I know that there are other guys like Jamontre Johnson, and he had his on the ground, nearly 200 yards on 21 carries, scored a couple of touchdowns. What is it that you guys need to fix in order to prevent mobile quarterbacks from biting you in the future? Because on the one hand, we talked about this a moment ago, you got the win. On the other hand, always some things to look at, always some things to improve upon.
I will say our guys do a good job of pursuing. Like, I think the effort is there. We got to wrap up and tackle. It's really simple as that. Got to make the play. And that's just what it is. We got to tackle better.
I want to talk about one guy that we missed in talking about the offense from the first segment, and that's DeJarnett. Had nearly 120 yards, receiving 8 catches, including that 44-yard bomb. Now, he wasn't the guy who got any of the touchdown passes, but he was really good for you guys in the air. What makes him effective in getting loose for big plays?
He's very smart. He finds open windows. Like, if we're running route combinations, instead of he doesn't carry his routes, he finds and he sits. And him and Bro Shears, they work together during pre-practice. So we have pre-practice at 2:45 every day. If I'm getting down there at 2:45, Bro Shears and DeJarnett is already working on things. So he's the first person to watch film. He's the first person to watch our play cards. And he's the first person out on the field. So that's why he's successful.
I like it. Brandon Artis, the head coach of Central Football, right here on WREF. We'll take a step aside and break down the upcoming game for the Bears. What's to come in Week 3 against Memorial? That and more when we return on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Coming down the home stretch on Week 3 of the Central Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Brandon Artis is here getting ready for the Friday night matchup against Memorial. Coach, you guys just won yesterday. How'd he make it two in a row?
We got to play better football. Memorial is a team that's not going to beat themselves. They'll make a mistake, but then they'll capitalize off of other people's mistakes as well. We got to play mistake-free football. In order for us to beat a team like that, they're number one in 3A for a reason. Well-coached team, do everything. You can just tell they're a well-oiled machine. We got to play to a level we haven't played yet. And so I'm yet to see it. Or is it possible? Are we capable? 1,000%. I think we got some of the best athletes in the city. If guys buy in, if guys rally together, you never know what can happen on a Friday night.
The idea of playing to a level that you guys haven't played at yet, what do you think is holding the group away or from reaching that level, at least through the first two games? And what is stopping this team from playing at their apex capability?
Just fighting through adversity.
Yeah.
If you watch our games, we played really well for about a quarter and a half. We gotta extend that. And so I still think that it's just learning how to win and handling adversity. And then we have a couple key guys banged up a little bit, but that's everybody. So to me, it's just more or less fighting through adversity. We got to fight through adversity. Something goes wrong, they go score, we got to go score. They go make a play, we got to make a play. It's just what it is, matching fire with fire.
Memorial is without their quarterback from last year, so it's always difficult for a team at this level to graduate a guy, in this case Matthew Fisher, one of the best quarterbacks in the state, and so they have to kind of reimagine their offense. How different is their offensive look without Matthew Fisher this year?
I don't think it's different. I think that obviously quarterback play is not the same, right? But Memorial's a well-oiled machine. They can plug guys. I like their quarterback this year. He still can do some things, too. He has a bigger arm than what people expect. I just feel like Memorial is a Memorial, and so we never underestimate him.
Brandon Arnas, the head coach for Central Football here on WREF, getting us ready for the Friday night matchup between the Bears and the Tigers of Memorial. 6:30 kick on Friday. Coach, really appreciate the time. A really exciting moment for your guys winning last week against Bossy, going home to play Memorial. Can't wait to see what you guys put out on tape, and should be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
This has been week 3 of the Central Football Show right here on WREF.